And, you know, it says in the selfsame day, entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons went with them into the ark. They and every beast of his kind, and all cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort. See, it's telling us that after their kind, okay? And so there might be different, you know, obviously it wasn't just two birds. There's multiple kinds of birds. But, you know, like Darwin had the theory about the finches and how they had the different beak shapes and stuff. And he said, surely, you know, there's all these variations that must mean evolution is true. But just because they have different beak shapes, it's just a variation within that kind of bird, right? Mm-hmm. So they had all these birds, all these things came upon the ark, every kind of beast, every kind of cattle after its kind, every creeping thing. And the Bible is very clear that every kind of animal was on that ark. And they went into the unto Noah, unto the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they went in, and they that went in male and female. And God just, you know how he just keeps saying male and female?
Yeah.
I think he probably knew there was a day like today when people just wouldn't know the difference. Of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. See, once you're saved, you're sealed. Amen. You know, I believe the pitch represented the sealing of the Holy Spirit, but also the fact that God the Father holds us in His hand when we get saved, and He shuts us in. And that's why salvation being a gift, it's eternal, you can't lose it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to jump out of God's hand. You're not going to be able to jump out of the ark. Once God shuts you in, guess what? You're in.
Amen.
It's like the mafia. You're not leaving. You are saved. Well, the mafia is wicked, but God's not, okay? But, you know, you're not escaping from God's hand.
Right.
And people that say, oh, you can just stop believing. What if I can just put it, I can put the gift on the shelf? That's what Pentecostals will say. It's like, what shelf are you talking about? Is there a salvation shelf that you can put it? Have you ever heard people say that?
Yeah.
If you put it back on the shelf, it's like, where's this shelf? You have a shelf in your house that has the salvation you can put back? I don't know. Put it in the pantry. But it says God, the Lord, shut him in. Once you're in, you're in. There's nothing that can change that. Turn to John chapter 10, verse 27. John chapter 10, verse 27. If you're good boys and girls, I'll let you out early again today, like last week. Just kidding. It's going to be long. John chapter 10, verse 27. The Bible says in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. The Lord shut the door of the ark, and that was it.
Yep.
They were saved. They would never perish when the floodwaters abated. They were safe on the other side, right? But the other side of the flood, there's this side of the flood and the other side of the flood. And they made it to the other side, didn't they? Only eight people, eight souls. And, you know, God is the one that shut the door on them. And it's just, like I said, it's a picture of salvation.
Yeah.
Once you get in that, once you get salvation, you're not getting out of it. You can't get out of it. Nobody can take it from you. Nobody can pull you out of the Father's hand. Nobody can pull you out of Jesus' hand. Because God's the one that gave us to Jesus. And Jesus' hand's here. God the Father's hand's here. And no one's taking you out. You can't even take yourself out of salvation.